I'm Walt Idelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson for his reactions to the State of the State address delivered last night by Governor Rick Snyder at the Capitol in Lansing. Here's some of the thoughts of State Senator Tom Casperson.
Well, I thought it was good. You know, he was really big on these dashboards when he first got in, and he wanted that, I think, to show that either we were going to have some movement forward and some success, or we weren't. And the way to do that was to judge ourselves with these dashboards. And I think he laid out last night a lot of what's happened over the last at least 6 years that we've been involved in this thing. And there are some good things. And as he said, you know, this isn't a time to pause or stop. But when he started sharing some of the numbers and the results of what's happened over 6 years here in Michigan, there's clearly been a turnaround, and there's been a shift in the kind of the mood and the impression of Michigan, and not just for ourselves but around the country. And I think there's been some things that are pretty good, and he certainly laid them all last night.
One of the things that was discussed from information from the governor's office and some other thoughts in Lansing, that the speech was going to have a good conversation about infrastructure improvements. And actually, in my opinion, it seemed like that was a little bit lesser than I thought it would be. Where are you with the ideas with getting these infrastructure improvements? We're talking about things like water lines, sewer lines, roads, obviously, in Michigan. Was there enough in that address for you, or would you have liked to have heard more?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I was doing some interviews before the State of the State last week, and people were asking me what they thought would be in it, and I highlighted infrastructure. I thought for sure there would be a whole lot about it, but I can't give you a good answer as to why he didn't. But he did address it. He did talk about it, but not into the detail that I thought he was going to. He addressed Flint, and I think he put Flint kind of in that category as far as the infrastructure and you know what's needed there, but that's Flint, and I think our attention needs to be shifted towards the entire state. He also mentioned the sinkholes going on in Detroit, which is the problem there again is based on infrastructure, and that's causing it. So this is something that I think we've got to address. We've got 2 years left under Governor Snyder. I think we need to start setting the path in that direction, and hopefully he will.
As we're talking with State Senator Tom Casperson today with his reactions to Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address, one of the things that he said he was going to be working with the new administration in Washington is trying to get a new lock built at the Sioux Locks. That's important here in the UP, but also important across the state and the region. What are your thoughts on his call for that?
I couldn't agree with him more. We've held hearings on it. I've taken the Transportation Committee over to the Sioux. We've had joint hearings on it. I've gotten up to speed pretty well on the Sioux Locks and its significance, and it is huge. And I don't know that the average citizen realizes the impact the Sioux Locks has on our economy and our way of life. And I think he's dead on. I do hope this administration coming in takes it serious. I think he mentioned 1986. When there was approval for the rebuild, but no funding has ever come for it. And I think the Sioux Locks has waited its turn. You know, it's time for the Sioux Locks. It's been put in the back burner long enough. And I hope that the chemistry is right now with the new administration and with Governor Snyder and other Great Lakes states should be saying the same thing. This region should be speaking with one voice to get that lock fixed.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning, his reactions to the governor's State of the State address. As we wrap up with you, because I know you're in the midst of a couple of meetings here today, what was your takeaway? What was the message that you felt that the governor brought to the table, and how will you work with him over these next couple of years?
Well, the takeaway was, and he's always been like that since I've known him, and that is that if you've gotten good news and things have gone better, that's no time to sit back. He's kind of a goal hard all the way to the finish line, and I agree with him on that. So I look forward to the next 2 years. Him and I have talked personally on the transmission issue, on the concerns we have with energy up in the Upper Peninsula. He realizes that component of what happened with the rewrite didn't get finished. He's talked to me about work, still working with me. His staff communicated with John Keeble and I last night on that very issue, and assured us they're in the game, and they actually have dug out some interesting numbers that could be very helpful for us to show the impact of moving forward on some of these things. So I think you'll see a lot of that in the next 2 years. You're going to see a lot of push towards support some of the infrastructure and transmission and power, and all those things are part of that.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.